Hello there, this is Amit of the Young Comic Cast RX, and this is a special micro-mini episode where I'm just talking about some news. I'm recording this intro and the outro also after after my spontaneous recording where I, well, you'll hear, but this is very, very, very off the cuff, and it's about Tetsuro Kurata coming back to Kamen Rider. So there you go. Go ahead. Please enjoy. I just found out that Tetsuro Kurata is going to be in a new Kamen Rider movie, and it's very possibly going to be a big, big, big role for him. It seems like he'll be getting a lot of focus, and I was looking around at different websites, and somebody joked that the movie's going to be, you know, Kamen Rider Drive versus Kamen Rider Black RX or whatever, Car Bros forever, and I was thinking, yeah, that Black RX connection does work in, and I remember early on thinking about how much Trideron sounds like Rideron, and being a little irritated by that, but the possibility of him the reality of Tetsuro Kurata coming back and being Black RX, not Black, which I love Black, and I haven't even seen all of Black RX, I've seen a quarter of it, and I know a lot of people complain about how the character of Minami Kotaro changed from one show to the next, but One day I'll get into this, and maybe because, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, in the spring. I mean, Digimon's coming back with a new series with the original cast. As much as I love Tamers, and it's my favorite, the fact that, and excuse this tangent, that I love Ken and all the development forward with the original cast and, you know, Jiken, Kari, whatever, Ikari and Takaru. I didn't watch the Japanese, I've only seen the American dubs. My love for Season 2 increased my love for Season 1, and to get Taichi when he's older, and to be watching the Japanese version, which will be different, you know, but still, spiritually, it'll capture a lot of things. That's coming out in spring, and so is this Black RX movie. I mean, I just called it a Black RX movie. It's not a Black RX movie, but that's what I'm calling it, because I'm so excited, and I cannot believe how, I can't believe that these things are both happening in the spring, and it's just amazing, and, you may hear the, naked enthusiasm and emotion in my voice, and, yeah, I'm recording this just after I found out, maybe 5 minutes, I was thinking about what I would do, and oh, should I round people up, and, nah, it's not really a convenient time, so I'm just doing this myself, and I can't, I was actually thinking about how many people or about how people might see this and, like, roll their eyes and, like, oh, yeah, he's going to be excited. He's going to be overwhelmed. But I am overwhelmed. I almost jumped up and screamed, but, yeah, I didn't because I don't do that sort of thing typically. But, wow. I haven't seen the decade parts of, decade. It's decade. I have not seen the decade parts, with Tetsuro Kurata in them, but I don't know. I've seen Kamen Rider Tyson, and I gotta say, there's always something that's bothered me about the Black and Black RX like bifurcation and holding up as two separate characters, and I don't understand why people who work for Toei or work on the Kamen Rider brand want people to believe that they're two separate individual characters, even as I look at my Black and Black RX figure arts and I, you know, make little, headcanon, not a term I use often, little fantasies about them, you know, and their bro, literally, Nobuhiko, you know, Shadow Moon still being good and them, you know, running off and having adventures together, like a buddy cop, weird buddy cop trio, that's all fine for fantasy and for my head, but as much as I disregard the canonicity, or whatever you would call it, of the movies, it is irritating that, like, oh, well, this person's dead. It's not even like they're cloning him or whatever, like the Kingstone, to get nerdy on you real fast, the Kingstone was split in half, and then, you know, Kotaro was revived by the power of the sun, and it used his split Kingstone, which is why you look at his belt of Black RX, it's got the two little red, you get it, right? So, like, that's an issue. I mean, but technically, if you want to look at it, if you look at Black's Kingstone in his belt, which is a big red thing, and Shadow Moon's screen, because they both have Kingstones. Watch the show if you haven't seen it already, because it's good stuff. Like, it's way bigger, and if you split that in half, I don't see how you get those two little fragments that Kotaro has in his in the Sunriser for Black RX, so that doesn't really make sense. But anyway, again, talking about how things aren't consistent and don't make sense, but they don't necessarily need to be, because it's the meaning behind it, and it's the spiritual, the spirit of the thing that carries over. So anyway, there's discussion of him getting a new form. I've seen speculation that, oh, well, maybe that's not a new form, maybe that's a new transformation sequence, just like Hiroshi Fujioka got for Kamen Rider Tyson. But then again, he could actually be getting a fourth form, and I gotta say right now, I think it's unfortunate that if he is in fact getting a fourth form, that I find it unfortunate that they have to, that Toei feels they have to do things like that for marketability or to justify, although maybe he, you know, comes at an expensive price. I know he's basically retired from acting and he's, you know, running a steakhouse in Tokyo, I think? I don't know. anyway, which, like, that's an interesting path for him to take. Anyway, getting back to my point, what I was saying was, if his being in the movie has to, or is necessitated by, or whatever, a new form for him, that's a little unfortunate that they feel they have to do that. However, like what we saw with Unofficial Sentai Akiba Ranger, when they were coming out with figure arts for Gosei, Tensei, whatever they are, Ranger, I know people are going to be bug, or Die Ranger, they had those characters appear in the show, and even at that time, an NPR red and green, no, the red and green Jew Rangers appeared in the show, and those figure arts were coming out at around the same time, so it may be the fact that there is that SH Figure Arts Rider on coming, and, you know, the Black RX just received a new, Black received a new body like a year ago, so Black RX just received a new body not too long ago, and then Bio Rider came out a couple months ago, and Robo, or like a quarter ago, and then Robo Rider came out like a quarter ago, and then Bio Rider just came out like last month or so, and now they're doing Rider on. So now you have a whole complete suite, and the update with Shadow Moon, if I didn't mention that already. So you have this whole suite of like brand new figure arts action for Black RX, and it's the anniversary, so the Blu-rays are, so maybe it's just the right time to have him, Tetsuro Kurata, come back and take the role, and be featured prominently, please, 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 featured prominently with a solid role in the movie to raise the popularity of the character and the merchandise. So, it's funny, because in one breath, I'm lamenting bringing him back for the sake of new merchandising, with a new form and figure. However, in the next, I'm saying, since they have created all these things, why not bring him back to sell them? And I think the difference is that bringing him back to sell new versions or updated versions of figures of the character that he portrayed is different, because it's just continuing, this is so stupid, like the love or the adoration for the character and what it represents. Whereas if you bring him back and he gets a new form, like a car-based form, Toei forbid, then it feels like it's cheapening it, because it's changing things. And I don't know, Black RX is said to have double the power of Kamen Rider Black, but then if you take into account all the, you know, Tyson stuff, where I think Black RX gets taken out pretty fairly early on by, I don't know, Double or somebody lame like that, then there's that to consider. So anyway, what I'm saying is I'm just really excited, and I hope it rocks, and I like Kamen Rider Tyson more or less, so, or fairly well, so hopefully it's a lot of spectacle and some good emotional stuff. And I've heard that Decade did some solid emotional work, and maybe I'll have to go back and watch that. It's like a two-parter, I hear. So anyway, I'll have to go back and look at that and see what I think. afterwards. But I really hope that it gets to the emotional core. It was funny. A while back after, Kamen Rider... Superhero Taisen Z, the Uncommon Crew and I did a whole thing where we talked about, and we had a contest, about coming up with your own Kamen Rider Taisen, or Superhero Taisen of, I guess, any kind, really. But we stuck to Super Sentai and Kamen Rider, and I had what I felt was a really strong idea for Black RX to come back, and it really had to do with Kotaro being older and having dealt with losing his brother, twice, and just, like, being alone and having the strength to deal with that grief, and it also included Flashman, because they both use light, and their backstory is basically that they lost their whole family, I believe. I don't know, Sentai. So, I'm definitely more in the writer camp, so excuse me for that. Anyway, that's pretty much it. I'm going to get going. I'm going to sound a little different here than I do in the beginning and the end, intro and outro, because I'm going to have to come back and take care of those afterwards. I'm very seriously threatening to watch Black and Black RX and be commenting and saying things about them in the lead up to spring, so you might have that to look forward to. Yay, right? Anyway, thanks for listening. Let me know what you thought about all my geeking out. You can find me on Twitter at UncommonRx. I am Amit, and this has been a production of the TOL Network. Visit TrialOfHeroes.wordpress.com for more.